Good morning. The gospel reading we just heard, I don't know if you were listening, but it's a pretty ominous gospel message. I don't think the gospel is meant to scare us, but rather I think it's to warn us. I think it's to warn us and to encourage us, to give us a sense of hope, and to give us an assurance of the future in the midst of a crazy and confusing world that we live in. I know the majority of that gospel sounds like bad news, but it's actually good news. Jesus is speaking into our hearts today, into our lives today, with messages of hope, messages of encouragement. He's saying, don't be surprised about the challenges. Don't be afraid. He says this, he says, nothing is going to last forever. So stay close to me. Hold on to me. Listen to my voice. He says, don't make an idol out of things that aren't going to last, like the temple. And don't make an idol even of your own lives, this world. Nothing is going to last forever except for me. The whole passage begins with a discourse about the temple. The temple, I mean, it was the greatest symbol of stability in the world, right? It was the most secure thing anybody could imagine. It was God's house on earth, built to last forever. It was humongous. It was gigantic. It was made of huge stones. It's like no way that this temple could be knocked down. Yet, 40 years after Jesus made this prediction, the temple was destroyed. Completely wiped. And, you know, it's kind of, that building represented the lives of these people. It represented everything that they knew. Everything, it was the most precious thing that they could imagine. If the temple could be wiped away, then everything else that you held dear, that you held on to, could also be wiped away. It was the place where they worshiped. It was the place where they had community, where they sacrificed, where they learned. It was their sense of security. And if that could be taken away, then what else is there for us to hold on to? Jesus is saying, look, there's a big difference between the building and the presence of God. He was preparing them for a new temple, for a new place of worship. He says that I will put my Spirit within you. See, all of these things that you want to hold on to, they will be destroyed. They will go away. But I will be with you always. And that is the good news that we find today. That's the good news that we hold on to today. Sometimes our minds want to wander into places that they ought not go. We start asking ourselves questions, so what was God's role in the destruction of the temple? What was His role? Should we not be angry with God that all of these things are taking place? Rather than focusing on the fact that they will take place, as He said, He's given us fair warning. Don't be surprised. Rather than try to blame God for the circumstances that we find ourselves in, should we not, as Jesus is saying, draw near to Him, hold on to Him, embrace Him, find our lives and our strength and our nourishment in Him, in the midst of the circumstances that we find ourselves? And of course, they say, well, when is all this going to happen so that we can prepare ourselves? And he didn't say when it was going to happen, although we know that it happened quite soon after that. He said this instead. He said, beware that you do not, that you are not led astray. Beware that you are not led astray. That you don't follow after others who come in my name. There are going to be many people who want to prey upon us in our time of vulnerability, in our time of anxiety, in our place of fear. Be careful that you don't run around like lost sheep without a shepherd, falling prey to those who are false prophets, or holding on to material possessions that cannot give us what we need. Jesus knows that we are inherently fearful people, that fear is rampant, and that we hold on to the things that we see and know and understand. The things that give us comfort are the status quo, no matter how dysfunctional the status quo is. We don't like change. And so we'd rather hold on to the dysfunction that we know rather than embracing a better future. But one of the things that comes loud and clear is that change is inevitable, and it is coming, and that we should not be surprised. We idolize this life and this world so much, yet we know that we are dying. We know that we cannot hold on to it. It should cause us to hold on to that which transcends those things that can be taken away. Fearful people clinging to things that won't or can't stand the test of time is like a bad dream that is futile. Have you had those bad dreams in the middle of the night where you just keep repeating the same thing over and over and there's no change? Jesus says, I am the remedy. Don't be discouraged. There is hope. There is something that will last. You know, as I reflect where we find ourselves after this election that we've been through, and it's been an ordeal for the whole country and for all of us, and it's lasted entirely too long. And we can't all help but reflect on where we find ourselves after going through this time. And the one thing that comes to the surface for me is that fear is the prevailing emotion. That fear of the present, fear of the future, fear of change, fear of the unknown. It just seems like that we've been battered by this fear-based world that we live in, and that the only remedy for it is Christ. Jesus is the only remedy that I see. As we turn on the TV, hoping to see something different or find something different, we're confronted with a world that is so desperately in need of Jesus. I'm reminded that we need to develop that personal relationship with Christ today. Today, we need to know Him in our lives. We need to hear His voice speaking to us. That He is the only hope that we have. And if not, fear is the natural thing that will continue to rule us. All of us are such busy people. Our lives are frenetic. We go from here to there, to the next, to the next, to the next. It's so hard to cultivate a relationship with Christ in the context of our lives that we have today, because we're so busy. There are so many concerns. All are legitimate. All are precious. We have so many important things that consume us, and we offer them up to God. But we need to put those second to developing that relationship with Christ. Developing that primary relationship. Because it's so easy for us to allow fear to be the status quo. If we don't have Christ at the center, then fear will be that status quo. John 16:33 says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." That is such a comforting passage to me. One of my most favorite passages. There is a sense that no matter what is going on around us, there is a strength, there is a presence, there is a place that transcends it all. There is a peace that surpasses all understanding, a calm in the middle of the storm. We've got to learn to hear that voice, to cultivate it, and to hold on to it with all that we have. In the end, it's going to be well. It's going to be okay. This is right before Jesus enters Jerusalem, and he's already told them three times that he would be betrayed and that he would suffer and die. But on the third day, he would rise again. Sometimes we get lost in the suffering and the betrayal, and we forget about on the third day, he will rise again. The disciples could not hold on to the earthly Jesus, to the one that they came to see and know, to the one that they had placed all of their hope in. Even he would not be around. But instead, he prepared them for a new relationship, that though the temple be destroyed, that they would become the temple of his Holy Spirit. They would become the presence of Christ on earth. That he has put his Spirit within each one of us. That he's called us each by name. That he's given us life and strength. And that he will be with us to speak through us to the world that we live in. The world that we live is so in need of hearing these words of hope, these words of life. They don't understand, but they're hungry to hear it. It's not easy. It's so easy to fall into the centrifugal force that takes over, that slings us to one side or the other. But God calls us to rise to a new level and to offer words of life and hope, words that transcend the circumstances of this world. It won't be easy, but as you are faithful, as you cling to that personal relationship, as you persevere, the very end of that passage, God says, "Not a single head of hair on your head will perish." It will be well. It will be okay. The best is yet to come. So don't be surprised by the circumstances that we find ourselves in. Don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid. Because God is with you to deliver you. Amen.